Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
Am I allowed to introduce myself?
No.
Bag.
God,
we didn't rehearse that. That was just what happened.
No, that was perfect. That was awesome.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, no, well, that sucked.
Who are you? Don't care,
I
Bag.
Don't remember.
I don't remember my name. Do you know SpongeBob very well? We threw out his name. What's his name? I love SpongeBob. Anyway, back to what we were saying.
Hey.
Yeah. So today we didn't really have much plan. To be honest, but you guys don't care, right?
You guys listen to us just for us.
You just like the sounds of our voices.
Exactly.
Except for hers.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow, that's your wife.
Bag. Bag.
I think he's just saying that after.
A hag or no.
So, Annie, I don't know if you know this, but I get to go home after.
It's all right.
I don't have to stay in the same house as her.
There's no promises she'll be wearing it at the end of tonight.
The bag.
So, we're good.
Get your punches in now, boys.
You guys listen to us because of our voices.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
And our bubbly personalities.
We could talk about because it's gonna be Mother's Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why did we forget that?
I didn't forget. Well, I just forgot when we were coming up with
today's
ideas.
Today
is Mother's Day when this episode comes out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about games we play with our mothers.
We could do that. Mine's a very short list.
Yeah,
my mom's not much of a gamer, so it's a lot of like card games and some board games. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can definitely talk about some very funny moments with my mother.
Yeah.
Especially her trying to play video games.
Hey, speaking of which,
this actually works out. I like this. Yeah, Mother's Day episode. Woo!
Yeah, if you guys want to get your mom's t-shirt, I don't think
they're not going to arrive in time. No, we should have been talking about it a long time ago.
Yeah,
you know how many people at work I told? Because they were like talking about how they had plans tomorrow for Mother's Day. Or like, my one buddy, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want his mom to know.
I won't ridicule him.
But anyway, I know. But like, anyway, he was going to stream. He was like talking about like, hey, we're going to set up the stream. We're going to have like all these people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what day are you doing this? He's like, doing it Sunday. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I might be able to join after, you know, I do things with my mom. He's like, what? I'm just like, it's Mother's Day. He's like, oh no.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was like, oh shit. He literally yells across the shop. He's like, buddy, it's Mother's Day tomorrow. He's like, thank you. I've totally forgot. I won't say their name.
My mom's not home this weekend. My mom's at school.
She got her a gift anyway.
Well, she was home last weekend. I got her flowers and a mug and a card and whatever.
Speaking of which, did you Venmo Jess?
No, because I haven't heard from her. I texted her.
Oh, shit. Well, okay.
So I don't know what else you want me to do.
Okay.
So what'd you do for your mom for Mother's Day?
I got her flowers and a mug that says, Mom, you're simply the best.
Aww.
And then we got her a card. Because she's getting her master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So we got her a card and we said, you're working hard and we're proud of you and keep going.
No.
She's got one more semester. She's done with classes next week and then she's got one more semester.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
What'd you do for your mom?
We're going to do dinosaur barbecue.
Ooh, nice.
Dinosaur barbecue.
Order takeout and bring it home.
Yeah. And we were going to chip in for a mouse, so we're probably going
to
do that.
To clarify, it's an Apple mouse. Like, it's for a computer. It's not like a living animal.
I figured it wasn't that. I was just trying to figure out what one.
Yeah. It's an Apple mouse. So it's like $80, and so she has three children, and so each couple is chipping in about $40. Yeah.
Nice.
Should be good.
But nice.
Yeah.
And I think Deb did a little something extra, but she didn't tell us what it was.
Right.
You're down to nine.
Oh, yeah. So don't forget to say happy Mother's Day to your mother. Or
if you are a mother.
Yeah.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's some hard freaking work.
And if your children haven't said happy Mother's Day to you, you disown them. Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Strangle them.
Wow.
Wait, hey, guys. Mother's Day. I found the morning talk show version of us.
No.
Okay. Jubal of the Jubal Show?
No.
On what is it, 94.1?
Sure.
He and his co-host Alex.
Yeah.
I must be sure for Alexandra or something. But they are married, and then they have English Evan, and he's just like the other guy.
The third wheel.
You're
third
Evan.
Wheel.
Yeah.
I'm third wheel.
You're not the third wheel. Like, nah, you're part of us
it.
Now.
Nah, I'm third wheeling it.
Nah.
Yeah. Sarah. So what's this other time I did feel like I was kind of third wheeling?
But like, they can't do the show without you guys me invite, either. Like,
no. You guys invited me somewhere. Like, I didn't feel like, I just felt bad because I was like, kind of feel like I'm in their way.
Where did we go?
I don't remember, to be honest. But I'm trying to remember. There's been a couple. There hasn't been too many times we've gone out.
Not like out.
No.
Well, you're here all the time.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You should totally come out with us sometime.
I'd be down. I think we're doing K2 in another weekend or two. So.
That would be cool.
You could K2? Come drop your car off here K2? And we'll take you to K2.
What? You've never been to K2?
K2? I don't think so. K2 Brothers Brewing.
No, I haven't been out. Okay, I know what you guys are talking about. Yeah, no, I haven't been there.
You need to go.
Well, we need to
where was my invite?
Yeah. Andy.
I want to play with the lighter. Leave me alone.
The lighter.
Literally all night in my room, I'm literally just playing with a lighter. Not even joking. I'm playing games. Fucking and then in between, I'm just sitting there like I'm crafting or something. I'm just sitting there. I'm just playing with a lighter.
Just for reference, we have a candle on the table and Andy's fucking with the lighter. Even though the candle's already lit.
But he's a
child.
Oh, but for my mom, someone at work, his girlfriend does different desserts. And he brought in a dessert one time and like had me try it. And I thought it was really good. And the other day he came in and was just like, hey, if you guys need anything for Mother's Day, my girlfriend's baking stuff, just let me know. And I can put in like an order for you. And I was just like, dude, actually that cake he brought in the other day was really bomb. It was like... I actually don't even know what kind of cake it is because my mom asked and I had no fucking idea. But I would say it's like a mix between a few different ones. I had to just ask, but it was really good. It's has like an orange taste to it. And then it's got like stuff on top, like almost like a coffee cake, but it's not coffee cake, but it's similar to that, I guess. But it's really
is
fucking good.
Is it a tea cake?
I honestly have no idea. No idea, but it's really fucking good. And so I got that for her. And then last night I just left a note saying for mom. And I said on the back, like, I know it's a day too early, but it's better when it's fresh. Happy Mother's Day.
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah, so I left that for my mom and left it on the table for her so she could have it this morning.
Oh, did you go to work today?
No. It was last, so Friday. Oh, okay. Except I was there till midnight, even though I wanted to get out at 10:30. I screwed myself, though.
Damn it.
I put off doing this one thing that the only thing they asked me, and I was trying to do the other work, too. I just wanted to be able to do it all and look good. but I screwed myself because I know I needed to get the other thing done, and I didn't get that done until, like, 11, and then I had to start up the other parts because they finished before I left. So
you kind of ran yourself.
Because he even told me, don't stress about it. If you can't do this, just make sure you at least get that done, and then you can leave whenever you want. I'm like, okay. But I did everything anyway. But I stayed there a lot later.
Yeah.
Except I stayed there a lot later than I meant
to. Yeah, but that means you'll keep your job.
I'll still keep my job. Like, he's not going to be mad at me or anything.
No. I mean, like, you're going to keep your job because you did do
extra
work.
Oh, yeah. I'm just putting a go above and beyond. Yeah. I really like this new position. Moving on, anyway.
But, happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And that's the end of our podcast. No, I'm just
that's the end of the Mother's Day episode. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
What about which one's better?
Which one's better?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with now?
I guess so.
Which one's better?
I don't know.
Which one's better?
We could keep would you rather and just whatever.
We still need name ideas, guys.
Yeah.
We still need game ideas. Yeah. Bring her in them.
And what while you're at it, why don't you tell us what you guys do when it comes to gaming with your mothers? Gotta get the plugs in early. Getting remind you now, so I don't have to be at the end of the podcast. Hey, go to our website. You know.
Well, we'll do that anyway.
Well, yeah, do that anyways, but still.
But still.
But still.
But still.
A butt still.
Gross. Why are you distilling butts?
All right. So we have identify.
Identify.
Yeah, so which would you rather play? Which is better? Which is better? Identify or papers, please.
Papers, please.
Okay.
I'll go with identify.
All right. I'll start with Identify. Identify is a new breed of massively multiplayer online role-playing game where hundreds of players interact in a world of absolute freedom. It's the actions of players which determine your fate, and the fate of the world you live in. That's Identify. And then we have Papers, Please. Congratulations! The October Labor Lottery is complete. Your name was polled for immediate placement. Report to the Ministry of Admission at Greston Border Checkpoint. An apartment will be provided for you and your family in East Greston. Expect a Class 8 dwelling.
I guess I'll stay.
Okay. You're more confused than
I kind of want to see where this one...
Okay, underneath the lands. Title, it is a dystopian document thriller. Is the underneath the title there. For Papers, Please.
I think I'm going to stick with it.
Sticking with Papers, Please?
Yeah. It's like immigration laws, like, let me see your papers.
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, looks like the bag is probably going to stick with the bag. You got another chance at freedom here, bag. So Papers, Please was the better game. I was really debating whether or not to put this one in because I knew this title. And I wasn't sure if you guys would have heard it from other YouTubers or not.
I think you kind of knew it. Gray still plays. Played it.
But that's exactly what it is. You are at a checkpoint and you're checking their papers to make sure they have the proper documentation. Yes.
How is that more exciting
Than the other one? Let me look at the negative comments if you want to know for sure.
Sure.
Okay. Game is so buggy. Even my review was wrong.
That's perfect. That's good. I like that.
I think we'll just stick with that one because that was the top comment right there.
Oh, my soul hurts.
And then Papers, Please.
It's kind of like that one review of that most expensive game on Steam that we did.
That $1,000 one. Or 10,000? Is it 9,999?
I don't remember now. But it said,
I think it was just 999.
The review was like great. Or one.
It was like very simple. It was just like, yep.
Good game.
Yeah.
Definitely not a $10,000 review.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was just $1,000. Well, I shouldn't say just $1,000, but $1,000 for this game.
For one game. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm like. It should be just $1,000. But I meant comparatively when I was saying it was $10,000. I'm like, no, I think it was just $1,000.
Still.
Yeah. All right. So the next ones up are for which would you rather play? Which game would you rather play? Which is better? Which is better? All over the place.
Here.
Well, the fucking place now. All right, so we have Ground Branch or Umbrella Corps.
Umbrella Corps.
Okay.
I have a feeling about that one though.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I'll go with Ground Branch. I've given up hope. I'm desolate.
Okay. All right, so for Umbrella Corps.
Join the Corps. Umbrella Corps brings a competitive experience featuring new types of strategy and technique blended with elements from the world of Resident Evil to create a unique kind of shooter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now we have Ground Branch.
Here comes a thinking man's first-person shooter featuring in-depth character and weapon customization. Take your time. Think ahead. Get the job done.
That sounds really corny. Oh, man.
I'm going to stick with Umbrella Corps because it did kind of hit one.
Hit one?
I was gonna say Resident Evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a Resident Evil thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the only way that I can tie this is if I pick opposite you and you lose. Because if we pick the same, then it doesn't matter.
But if you lose both rounds...
Then it still doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because if I lose one... Then I've lost it. And if I lose both, then it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What's the other one?
So you have Ground Branch or Umbrella Corps.
You picked Umbrella Corps. I'll stay with Ground Branch.
Okay. Roll the dice.
Oh, I got it! I'm so close to freedom! I'm so close!
Just don't suck.
Give me a 20. Please give me a 20.
Give me that nat 20. Ask. Just give me a nat 20.
I just don't want the stupid bag. I don't want it anymore.
I don't want the bag.
But we definitely should do the.
I thought we already had the new rules in place. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You got to grab one too.
Do I have to? Because I thought it was only when, like, if you both lost one and both won one.
That is what just happened.
Or if you both won, then I lost. That's what I meant.
No.
Like, if you both picked the same game and won one, then I lost that round.
We would have had to pick the same game and both won it.
Oh. I think that's how it was, yeah.
He's neutralized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that how it was?
No, I was saying, like, if we tie...
It was a tie at all.
Then
I would roll the dice.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Did you pick me the shittiest die? Is that why you're laughing?
Yeah.
Watch me roll a d20. In your face.
It's going to be hard when I get you a d10. Bag of shame. Bitch.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Roll. 11.
What'd you get?
12.
No! What'd you get?
Oh, she got a 6.
Here you go, bag of shame. You even had an extra chance at life.
Put him in the bag, bag of shame.
How does that work?
Put him in the bag, bag of shame.
I don't want to be a part of this stupid bullshit anymore.
It's all fair and square.
I'm so fucking sad.
Good.
I can't believe I beat you both with a 12.
I know. You beat me by one freaking point. 11.
I'm fucking done with this shit.
How did I beat you guys with a 12?
I don't know.
Oh, quit gloating.
It was a 12.
You fucking glory hound.
So let me go over the prices of all the games real quick.
No one cares.
So I've seen video of the Papers, care. Please.
Quiet. This is actually important.
So I've seen videos of Papers, Please. It does look a very interesting game, but you are just literally at a border and you're checking people and making sure they have all the proper stuff. And like as you keep going through the levels, it gets harder and harder and harder. There's more stuff to check, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's $10 for Papers, Please. It has overwhelmingly positive reviews. This game is from 2013. It's an older game. It has 37,000 overwhelmingly positive reviews.
Well, they're overwhelmingly and positively stupid.
Comparatively to your Identity, which did sound like a very fantastic game. Don't get me wrong. Even the videos look pretty decent. But it has 520 mostly negative comments. Yeah. Then we have Ground Branch, and I kind of skipped some lines because otherwise I would have given away that was the better game, which is from one of the developers behind the original Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon games.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So if I put that in, I would have been like, yeah, that would have been an instant, like, yeah, I want that one. So I had to kind of cut it out.
Even though Resident Evil is a big name, it's just...
It is, but... And it's made by Capcom.
Yeah.
But it got mostly negative reviews. It looks so good, though.
Yeah, that does look nice.
It looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
Looks can be deceiving.
I know, but I love that comment, though. The game's so buggy, even my review is wrong. Oh, wait, no, that was the Identity
that
one.
That was Identity.
Yeah, that's my bad. Yeah, why is this one bad? Because otherwise, I probably would have played this. Someone recommended it, but then said, if you love wasting money, then this game is for you.
It's a great recommendation.
So 43 people found this review helpful. 46 people found this review funny. whoever disliked this game doesn't know what they're talking about. Sometimes I load into this and load into what is known as the endless void of the multiplayer lobby just to take time to sit by myself to get away from things for a couple of days while waiting to just realize I'm alone in this tiny world. Oh my God. Never mind. This got dark.
That's fucking depressing.
Damn. So depressed. Yeah. That's like, wow. The single player is also interesting and yet again lonely, as there's just you and some just as lonely zombies who also just wander around looking for love just as much as you do. Oh, why are you going to point out the obvious, bro?
Dude, go seek help.
You need assistance.
Someone else, Umbrella Corps, Induction to a Broken Game. And then they have a long fucking review. Holy, okay. Yeah, yeah!
That's a novel.
Oh my God. So they wrote like an actual review. They have Induction, storyline, gameplay mechanics, visuals and audios, everything else you need to know, pros, cons, and the final verdict.
Just read the final verdict.
Unfortunately, the cons outweigh the pros. If I'm being kind and honest, please don't waste your money on this broken game. Although the developers are trying to fix it, they seem to be getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. For a multiplayer-based game, it has been an extremely dead player, or it has an extremely dead player base. Hence, if you're planning to buy this game, please change your mind and save that money. I do not recommend getting this game, as you are not missing anything, even if you don't play it.
Wow.
So it sounds like it does have some bugs, but the main problem is there's no player base, so there's no one to load into lobbies with, and you're just sitting there forever.
Wow.
Unfortunate.
Sad.
It is sad.
You got a game of the week there, bud?
Why would I have a game of the week?
Oh.
Yes, of course I do. So this is even better. I'm giving y'all a collection. For a fantastic price. I have no idea how this game is, but I looked up reviews. It looks fantastic. It sounds like people love it. I have never even heard of it, though, so I'm going to probably actually get this because you can buy the whole collection right now for $55.
Nice.
And normally the price of everything is $250.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I kind of want to buy it just because.
Do it.
So there's a bunch of pack, like all this comes with it. All that.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's plots. So it's called Endless Universe. Technically the like
no
the
Man's
whole
Sky?
Technically the whole thing is called just Endless. And then they have like different variations. So Endless Space, Endless Legends, and a bunch of expansions for Endless Legends, Endless Space 2, all that, but it's all together. Dungeon of the Endless, apparently. They have a bunch of stuff. Anyway, right now they have that going on for a deal. It does not say when it ends though. But right now it is 77% off to buy the bundle, where normally it's only 15. So yeah, 77% off. You can buy it right now for $55.46, and you can get yourself quite a bit of stuff.
There's a bunch. Nice. How many games are in that bundle right now?
I'm guessing that most of these are expansions. Yeah, oh, DLCs. Okay. So only 4 games, technically, like full actual
but
games.
Still, that's a lot of DLC.
Yeah, but then there's a ton of DLC that come with them.
Crazy. I like it.
21 DLC that goes with it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Between 4 games?
Yeah.
That's so impressive. So Endless Space, Endless Space 2, Endless Legends, and Dungeon of the Endless are the 4 games you get. And then all the DLC, it looks like, for them and or mass majority. But 21 different DLC. Pretty good.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's published by Sega.
Hey, oh, no Sega.
The franchise is Amplitude Studios. And then the developers, Amplitude Studios. Yeah, same thing.
Nice.
But yeah.
Very nice.
Cool. I like it.
I'm going to have to check that out. And to Kurt. That's right. This is useless on my laptop because I'm not logged into my Steam.
Oops. Oh, no.
Anyway.
Okay. So let's go to our commercial break and we will talk about moms and gaming.
Yeah. Oh, I never said the prices for the other games, did I?
How much was that? Oh, no. I think it's fine.
Ground Branch was $30, and then I don't remember what the core one was.
Well, that was the bad one, so.
Yeah. It matters.
Oh, Umbrella Corp one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, never mind. We'll just come back to it later. All right.
Okay. Commercial time. Thousands, thousands, really thousands.
Tens of thousands.
You suck.
How was I supposed to know?
I guess you were a dumb kid.
Thank you, high schooler.
Well, getting back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
Gaming with our mothers.
Yeah, gaming with our mothers. Oh.
Do you want me to start?
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, get off the topic, moving on. Okay.
My mom doesn't game that much. One of her favorite games was Tetris when we had Game Boy. Actually very good at it. Made me look like a freaking chump. So,
did you see the iFunny thing about the Tetris thing?
Oh, yes.
Line Beast! Line Beast! Messi is so cruel. Line Beast! Sorry, moving on. Touch it.
Oh, yeah, I'm banging my head. So.
Andy has like two or three different versions of
that song? Two different versions of that song.
There's the main, the actual the theme, original. And then there's a remix.
Yeah. Love remix. It.
I like it.
Dubstep.
Yeah. Dude, you're passing out over there.
Oh, yeah, dude. I told you, it's a sugar crash.
It's crash. Okay. I'm choking on pizza, so that's fine.
Do you guys want the rest of it?
If you want to take it home, you more than welcome to.
You sure? Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, grown boy. You should take it.
Growing this
no,
way?
No, not that way.
That's still a growing I do anymore.
Tall. You need to be taller.
That's how it works.
Eat all the pizza. You'd be 7 feet tall.
I mean, I still am technically growing, but it's very minuscule. Compared to when I was in like high school and it went from like a couple inches per year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
A foot in one year of school and you're like, whoa.
Oh, hey now. Shit.
Yeah. I'm glad I stopped growing because having to go in and out of clothing is just
dude, it's awful. I love that I can buy the same size shoe now. I don't have to keep going
for the same changing.
Fucking shoe.
But actually, anyways. Losing weight kind of sucked on that part, though.
See, that's why I haven't bought a suit yet. I've been wanting to buy a nice suit, but I don't want to buy one while I'm this size.
But right.
I want to lose weight first. Anyway.
But anyway.
Is Tetris the only game that your mother played? Or plays?
As far as like video games and stuff like that goes, yes.
What other kinds of games? Like board games, card games?
Board games. We played Sequence.
I don't think I've ever played Sequence.
You never played Sequence?
Nope. Nope.
We'll have to play Sequence. I'll get my brother over here. We can four of us play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my brother against you two.
Yeah.
Because you do teams.
I'd be down.
All right, fuck. I'll call him up.
Yeah.
No, not tonight.
Why not?
Because he's tired. He's on the pass.
I'm fucking exhausted. It'll be great.
I'll wake you up. Shit.
Jesus, Connor.
What? I would just give him a bang.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta give him his Miami. I gotta give him his Miami Cola anyway.
Yeah.
Cola.
Just remind me, I can actually like bring it over to my own or something. I can just stop by quick.
Yeah. You know where the key is.
Oh, I could actually just put it up in that front area too.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, okay. However.
If we're not home, we got church and shit anyway. Okay. So you know,
I'll text you when I'm dropping it off.
Crazy.
I have to go sing at the churches. Tra la la.
La 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 la. Mothers gaming.
Oh yeah.
Totally forgot.
So I know she plays euchre.
Hey, you don't live in Rochester if you don't play euchre.
Yeah.
What's euchre? I'm just kidding. I know euchre.
She's played poker. She's played Texas Hold'em. Stuff like that.
That's another one that I don't know how to play is poker.
Yeah. It's really not that hard. It's not that hard.
In the grand scheme of card games, it's not one of the ones I learned.
It's fairly easy.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wow, I didn't know how to play this.
I know how to play blackjack.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. And slapjack.
Do you slap Jack?
Yeah. You literally, you go as fast as you possibly can.
He knows how to play. He was talking about the cat.
Oh.
Do you slap you
no.
Jack?
You don't touch my Thank cat you. With a 10-foot pole. You're welcome. I'll kill you.
But he's so cute.
He is a 10-foot pole.
I will kill you.
I'm just kidding. I would never hurt your cat.
Mm-hmm.
You guys even had me watch him while you guys were gone.
I know. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. You know, now we'll see how that goes.
You only starved a little bit, buddy. Right?
Motherfucker forgot to feed me up until the last day.
What? I did not.
What?
There was only one day I didn't get here till a little bit later, and I felt really bad.
No, yeah, it's fine. All good.
No.
Cats are fine. Yeah, he's good.
They survive.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we grew up playing euchre. Everybody in my family played euchre.
Yeah.
You had to, like, you couldn't be a legitimate member of my family until you learned how to play euchre. So I learned when I was, like, 7.
Yeah.
Because it was all, you know, you get together for a huge family get-together, and that's what you play.
Oh, ours was Grump.
What is Grump?
Grump is a very fast-paced game.
Yeah?
Everyone gets their own deck of cards, and you're basically playing a giant game of solitaire, but not. So, like, you start the piles with the aces, you keep going up until the kings, and then the kings, you flip it over. You keep going until your Grump pile is gone. So I guess spit is the better way to...
Yeah, but yeah. 4 people?
You can have as many as you want.
Oh, my God.
The only thing is, like, obviously spit table space runs out. Spit is a
two-player game.
Yeah. I played spit before. But anyway, yeah, Grump. I would say it's closer to spit is definitely, but anyway, everyone gets their own deck of cards because that's how you calculate the points at the end. So you take your grump pile and however many you got left in there, you just subtract it from how many cards you actually played.
Right. And
however many cards you got to actually play, each one's a point. Blah 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 blah.
Okay.
You just go from there. But yeah, that's how you play grump. You just keep going until someone runs out of their grump pile. Then you say grump and everyone stops. You don't move anymore. But yeah, you can either put it on your pile in front.
Now, do you do it 3-card or?
3-card at a time and then flip, and then like that's your pile. Yeah. So you riffle 3 cards, put them down, and that top card is what you can play off of. And you keep playing the top card until you run out and you riffle 3 more cards, yeah.
We used to play pounce. So you get it. Hold on. So you set up like you're doing your regular solitaire, mm-hmm. right? So you got, you know, 1 card, 2 cards, 3 cards, 4 cards, mm-hmm. 5 cards. Right. Then you take out, I think it's 10 cards, right? And those are face up. They stay face up, but you can only pull one off of the top to put wherever if it fits. And then you have your regular deck from there. And then you have to do a 3-card draw from out of that.
Yeah, similar. Basically the same thing. You do have that pile in front of you.
Right.
Like the stacks, like a...
Right.
Like that, yep.
And you get to use, you know, community. Like, you put down your ace, the other player can put, like, their 2 down.
Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah. So, like, everyone can play a whole board. Yeah. So that's why you got to be fast, because someone might have the same 2 as you and are trying to cover
up.
So as soon as someone puts down an ace, it's literally you're going as fast as you can to try to cover that
right.
ace.
That's horrifying. But the pounce deck is where you have to get rid of...
That's how you actually, like, yeah.
They're -2 points per.
Okay. I'm trying to remember. So. It's been a while since I played Grump, because it's been harder to get everyone together to
play. But it's only, it's kind of like Spit, where it's only 2 players.
Oh, okay.
What you looking for?
That.
I started That's getting that. Further and further.
Yeah, I didn't see it because of the laptop, and I wasn't looking over there.
Yeah, so that's some fun stuff.
We used to play a bunch of card games. I think I've talked about before, we used to play Uno, and no one, and I really mean no one, wanted to sit next to my grandmother.
Right.
Because she was the draw 4 fucking queen. And she was so quiet about it, too. She'd just be like, she'd just lay down the draw and be like, green. And you're like, oh, I have a green card. Fuck!
Old woman.
Yeah. We have this big kitchen table that we record at. And this is the table that was in the kitchen at my childhood home. And so we'd have both of the leaves up. It's a big, long table. Everybody would sit around it. Grandma would be on one side of the table by herself because nobody wanted to sit with her. Because nobody wanted to deal with the draw fours.
Yeah, on either side.
On either side, right. Because you would reverse, you know, in the middle of the game somewhere. But like seven people would be sitting on one side of the table. Grandma's just sitting on the other side all by herself. She's like, you know that even though you're sitting on the other side of the table, you're still like next in the round. Like you still have to go right after me. Like just because no one's sitting next to me doesn't mean that no one is next. It was pretty great.
Right.
No, but when I was growing up, Mom and I did a lot of arcades. We would do the arcade gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Pinball was like the thing when I was a kid.
Wow.
We used to play so much pinball. So then when they opened up, what's the place? Swillburger?
Uh-huh.
Which we still have to go and do an episode there because we have to take Connor. But when they opened up Swillburger, they had... Yeah.
Right I'm on top sorry. Of the
mic. No, it's okay.
It's getting bad.
Yawn off the mic.
We should just mute his mic now.
Yeah.
He's done.
No, but when they opened KO. Up when they opened up Swillburger and we went there for the first time, I was so excited because there's like what? There's probably 30 different pinball machines there.
There has to be near 30 to 40 different pinball machines.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of crazy shit there.
Yeah, but when I was that wasn't around for when I was a kid. So we used to go to Strong Museum of Play.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the mini arcade there, yeah. So we'd go and we'd play in the arcade. And they had the pinball and they had the skee ball. Mom's favorite was always skee ball. Oh, my God. She slayed at skee ball.
I suck at skee ball.
So do I. No, Mom was so good at skee ball. She always got all the tickets off skee ball. So that's all she would ever play.
Oh, shit. My mom never really played at the arcade with us. Like I said, my mom doesn't really care for video games all that much.
She's a puzzle person.
Very much.
Yeah,
so.
They've always got a puzzle going in their living room.
The last she's getting they did old.
Was, yeah.
My mom likes the slower paced game, so it's also one of the reasons why we don't really play Grump anymore. Because it is definitely really fast paced. You got to be sharp.
High energy.
Yeah, high energy. Yeah. And my mom's not really into that anymore. So we play a lot slower games, which is totally fine. We've been playing actually a lot of euchre since it's just the four of us now. My sister's got married and left. So it's just my brother. And
bye.
It's just my brother and then my parents. So the four of us make a nice euchre team. So we've been playing that a lot. It's been a hot minute now because I went back to work on my old shift and it's harder to be with them at the same time now.
Yeah.
Right. All day shift. But yeah. Hopefully we'll play some more today when you guys hear this episode.
Today.
For Mother's Day. Hopefully we'll play some. Because I'm actually really excited to do that with my parents.
I'm trying to remember. There was one that we used to play all the time and I can't remember the name of it, but it was like
Then Shut Up Egg. I don't keep looking though. So
just sit here in my corner and y'all can fucking ignore me.
Good, we do.
So while we are currently talking about this and Sarah might be looking something up, let us know what games you play with your mom.
Yes.
First off.
Hit us up on Facebook
or Insta.
Discord.
Or Discord.
Join Discord and talk to us about what you and your mothers play.
And then let us know what you and your dads play, because Father's Day is coming soon.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I have...
We'll talk about that after Mother's Day.
Right. We have way more have games on that one for me.
Yeah, so. Exactly same. My dad was definitely more of the gamer than my mom.
But also...
Skip-Bo. It was Skip-Bo.
Skip-Bo?
Skip-Bo.
Yes. Don't know what the hell that
you
is.
You don't know Skip-Bo?
Hold on.
No.
Okay, I'm bringing over Sequence. I'm bringing over Skip-Bo.
I'm okay. I'm good
but
with
the
it.
The Skip-Bo that we had a board that went with it.
Oh, I've never had it with a board. It's just a deck of cards. Yeah. It's very similar to the Grump thing where you have to get rid of your Skip-Bo pile in order to win.
But it's the one that we had a board.
Oh.
And you had to have the cards in specific places on the board.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I have
it
like
was
a very old deck.
Interesting.
That's my grandma's.
That's yours. Yeah.
So
we have the newer version, but like we have my grandma's cards and they're very old.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Many years
I don't
my grandma's
remember when the board game
that.
Version came out, but I remember this game. As a card game and board game like as one.
Did not know that.
Skippo.
But growing up, we played a lot of Skippo, Uno, and Sequence, and then Grump.
There it is.
I think we're That's our top crazy. Games.
Yeah, see, there's your board.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never knew there was a board.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We had it forever. We played it all the time. I didn't know that it was just supposed to be a card game.
Because
we had the board for so
long. We just played at my grandma's house, and my Aunt Jermaine was usually over there, and I played a lot of Skippo with her.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen her in a very long time.
You should go visit her. Dead air. Crickets.
She's not around anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I didn't mean for it to be silent like that. I was just like, huh, I kind of didn't make it sound. Yeah.
Nope, that's me. I'm just the asshole.
It's no, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it totally is. Way to be an asshole.
So, while you guys are listening to us, I have some slight announcement.
A slight announcement?
For Oregon.
Oregon! Your Boardman!
Boardman!
Hi, Boardman, Oregon!
Oh, hi, Boardman. Your spot has been relinquished from top of the list.
Yeah, you're our number one fans, but no longer.
It is now Columbus, Ohio.
Hey!
All that makes me think of is Zombieland.
Yes.
Columbus.
So, while you guys are listening, if you guys want to get on the top of the list, because New York isn't, we're number four, for God's sakes.
Yeah, New York, pick it up.
Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Come on.
What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, if you want to be at the top of the list, you guys need to go out and tell people.
Tell a friend. Share it on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Go do something to get this. Go do something to get this podcast its recognition.
Hey, you know what would be cool?
What would be cool?
If we put together like little posters and people could like print posters off and take it to their local game stores in like Columbus and Boardman, and like I know we've got some listeners in Florida and yada yada. They could take like little mini posters that we design and print one off to their local game store.
Business cards?
We could do business cards.
We've talked about business. We made
but
business
a
cards.
A poster is bigger.
We just never actually made them.
We
designed them.
We've designed them.
A poster is bigger, and you could hang it on a cork board or something.
True.
True.
You know.
But I mean, now they could also put the cards like right at the register.
That too.
So check it out and be like, hey, there's this podcast. Especially with the cards we designed were pretty schwank.
Pretty schwank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember them?
Yeah. They were clear.
They were clear, yep, except they had the little color on the bottom, and they had the logo right in the middle, and on the back it had the UR code so you could just scan it and be able to get right to our site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember those.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I couldn't remember if we showed them to you or
you
not.
Did.
That's why. That's why I was like, do you? I was trying to remember myself.
I've totally forgotten about them, and now that you're talking about them, I do.
Yeah.
I
so, they were nice. Guys, go to the website, share to your friends on Facebook our link.
If you guys want deals for merchandise on the website, go talk to your local game stores, get them connected with us.
Boom.
We'll start sharing merch codes.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I know we're cutting this slightly early on this end, but I know we ran a little later on the other end. So
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
If you rage it, we game it.
Peace.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
I love you, Mom.